Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio. B-Podcast.
Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Live Project Podcast here on Unica Radio. My name is Elizabeth and today I'm joined in the studio by lovely Katharina, who is joining us from Germany. Hi Katharina, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you too.
How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good to hear. Me too. Okay, Katharina, so the reason why I invited you to this podcast today is because I know that a while ago you also came to Cagliari, Sardinia, to proceed with your European Solidarity Corps short-term volunteer project that you did in the International Summer Week Festival. And in a little bit, I will give you a chance to explain what it was like. What did you do? How did you feel? But first of all, why don't you tell the listeners a bit more about yourself? What have you been doing in your life until now? And how did you even end up in Cagliari?
Yeah, thank you. So, hi everybody. My name is Katharina. Like I have been already introduced, and I'm happy to share my experience. I am 24 years old now, living in Germany. Yes, what I do normally is I work as a social pedagogue. I went to university, studied, and also I do a lot of karate, which is my favorite sport. And I enjoy life and traveling and Sardinia for sure.
Nice. Was it your first time in Sardinia when you arrived to Cagliari?
My first time?
Yeah. Was it your first time in Sardinia?
Yes, it was my first time in Italy at all. Mm-hmm. And then in lovely Sardinia, this was a big luck for me.
Nice. So I hear that you're very active in your professional life and also in sports. How did volunteering ever come into your life? Why did you suddenly end up as a volunteer in another country?
Yes, I wanted to see the world, to travel and to exchange with other people. And I found European Solidarity Corps and I applied there for projects and also for the project in Cagliari. And yes, to see the world, to exchange, to meet new people and to help a European community.
That sounds very lovely. I think it's a good good purpose to bring out in your life, especially as a youngster. But was it your first time volunteering ever, or had you done something similar before?
Yes, I already volunteered before. I volunteered in Croatia and in Zadar, so near to Zadar. And then was my second time volunteering in Cagliari.
Wonderful. I think it's a great place to have your beginning steps in volunteer work. Okay, thank you, Katharina, for the short introduction. Now we will take a short break, but in a few minutes we will be back and we'll continue the conversation about what it was like to volunteer in Cagliari and what exactly you were doing here at all. So see you in a few minutes. Hi everybody, welcome back on Unica Radio. We are here with another episode of the Live Project Podcast. My name is Elizabeth and today I'm joined by Katharina from Germany, who is currently sharing with us her experience as a volunteer in Cagliari, Sardinia. So before the break, you already introduced us to who you are, and now it's time to tackle the specific topic that we're here for today. So what did you arrive in Cagliari for? What was the activity and what were your main tasks?
So I arrived in Cagliari in summer 2022. And my activity was a summer week. So we had a youth festival where youngsters from all over the world can join us for 1 week in Cagliari, Sardinia. And we prepared the festival and we did the organization, social media processes, everything included to do such a festival and to facilitate workshops and activities for youngsters.
Nice. So I understand that you had, as volunteers, many different roles that you could tackle upon. Were you divided in any way, like you specifically, what was your main area of responsibility?
Yes, we were divided, and I worked in communication team. That means administration, communication with participants. I was working with special needs for people. That means if they come here, that they can tell us if they need something, for example, dietary needs or anything else, everything that they need, they can tell us. And we tried to prepare as good as possible that they have the best experience.
Nice. And it sounds like a very challenging but interesting job at the same time. How many people did you have to work with? Like, what was the scope of the participants that you had to help?
Yes, so in the whole group, I think we were about 130 participants in summer week. And some volunteers, about 20 volunteers also, and yeah, we helped like every participant that needed our help.
Nice. I'm sure you did the job very well. What was the biggest challenge that you came across during this experience?
The biggest challenge I came across. It was the biggest challenge and the greatest gift. I would say it is intercultural exchange and intercultural communication, because sometimes I see the world in a way and other people see it in another way, and I think we see it the same way, but it can be that they mean something else or they handle things differently, and I could learn from them and we could exchange. And in the beginning this was difficult, but in the end it was really the best thing ever, because you can learn a lot.
Yeah, that's true. I think that in every problem there's always a lesson that can be learned and taken away from that. How was the communication and collaboration with the other volunteers? Because I understand you were not the only one, you were a group. So what was it like also working with TDM 2000, that was the association that was organizing this whole activity?
Yes, so we were a group about, I would say, 10 people from a board and 10 local workers in the volunteering group. Of course, there's also staff from TDM that are all local workers. And yes, it was nice because especially working with TDM, they prepared us for this group working. They did a lot of team building exercises, and even in small groups or the whole group, it was a good working flow. And also working with TDM especially, communication was very clear and they gave us a lot of responsibilities, and this was great.
Nice. Would you do it again?
Yes, totally.
Totally. Okay, next summer I think you can reapply or come as a participant. I think Cagliari would always be happy to have you back. Thank you, Caterina, for sharing. It's time for us to take another short song break, but in a few minutes we'll be right back and continue our conversation. See you soon. Hi everybody, welcome back on Unica Radio. We're here with another episode of the Live Project Podcast. My name is Elizabeth, and today I'm joined by Caterina, who did her European Solidarity Corps short-term volunteering project in Cagliari, Sardinia. She was here in summer of 2022, and she did her volunteer work with the local association TDM 2000. And before the break, she explained more about her tasks and experience as a volunteer, specifically for the activity that she came for, which was International Summer Week. But now, Caterina, I would like to ask you on a more general level, how did this experience in Cagliari help you shape your opinion towards volunteering? What did it bring to you on a more professional and maybe personal level?
Yes, thank you for the question. Volunteering is challenging you in many ways. So it can be a challenge, like a personal challenge. That means some things, you are new in a country and you are in a community that is also new, and you have to find your place, but you learn also how to find your place and how to work or meet other people from the whole world. This is like a personal challenge, I would say. And also another challenge, or something you can be profitable, is that you can see how work is and how people work in different cultures or in different countries. And volunteering is really, you have not too much responsibilities, so you can be free a little bit, you can work, they support you, you are never alone, and really it's a safe experience to go aboard. And yeah, a challenge, but a safe challenge. That's how I would describe volunteering.
Yeah, I agree with it 100%. I've also, since I arrived in Cagliari, I can also say the same thing, that on a personal level, it can be very challenging because you're away from home. But at the same time, there are so many lessons that you can learn from being out of your comfort zone. I understand that now you're back in Germany. So what are your plans for the upcoming future? Do you see any other mobility opportunities that are in your plans, or do you think you're gonna stay in Germany for a bit? And yeah,
so I mean, what I know from European Solidarity Corps is that you can do projects until you're 30 years old, so there's still 6 years for me to go.
Yeah, I'm sure that you will. I have a feeling that this is not your final experience.
I have the same feeling. Let's see, maybe something in the north, because I was like in Adriatic coast a lot, and Sardinia, but like something else to see would be nice. Finland, nice. In winter maybe.
Have you been?
Not yet.
Yeah, prepare yourself. But I think it's a good change from where you have previously been. Okay, Katarina, thank you. My last question is, you already touched upon this a little bit, but imagine somebody your age, or maybe a bit younger even, or maybe even older, who has never done something similar but has stumbled upon European Solidarity Corps. Why would you encourage them to do this, even if they are scared and maybe not as ready?
I understand. I understand that this topic can bring a little bit of anxiety, going somewhere new and meeting new people, and maybe face some challenges. But I would say to everybody, give it a try. You are safe. You know, you, everything that you feel, other people feel it too. You are not alone, especially in group projects, on project with the associations. And I would not ask why, I would ask why not.
Good. That's a good way of putting things. In Latvia, we have this saying, I'm not sure if it's also familiar in other languages, but we have these golden words that are very true, and you can really relate. So I can agree with what you said. Thank you, Katarina. It was so lovely to meet you today, and I believe that our listeners can definitely take some inspiration and courage from you today. It was nice to hear, and happy that you joined with us today.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Nice. Okay, thank you everyone who joined us today. If you missed the beginning of this podcast, definitely go on the Unica Radio website, and you will have a chance to hear the full audio recording of this podcast. And definitely stay tuned, because in the future we will be back with more podcasts and interviews about human rights and volunteering. So see you very soon, and thank you for joining us today.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.